Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Don't Add to God's Word. The Bible stands alone as the Word of God. Down through the church age, the idea of extra-biblical revelation was consistently considered to be heresy. Other than fringe groups, the exception to this was essentially the Roman Catholic Church. But in the last 100 years, things have changed. The Pentecostal movement, followed by the Charismatic movement, resulted in a new openness on the part of many professing Christians to the idea of extra-biblical revelation. In recent years, much of evangelicalism in general has been greatly swayed by the idea of extra-biblical revelation as seen in the popularity of a book called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby and Claude King. Also, the bestseller Jesus Calling by Sarah Young signifies a major shift in the thinking of the evangelical community. Gary Gillies says, God either speaks to us exclusively through Scripture in this age, or He is giving additional revelation at this time. There is no third option. End of quote. In Experiencing God, Blackaby King say, quote, if the God of the universe tells you something, you should write it down. When God speaks to you in your quiet time, immediately write down what He said before you have time to forget. Page 172. But how does one know this is really God speaking? After all, Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Satan's thing is deception. Experiential feelings and subjectivism can be very misleading, while the objective, established Word of God is certain. Sarah Young's book, Jesus Calling, is one of the most read devotional books in history, selling millions of copies. In the introduction of the book, she says, quote, I had been writing in prayer journals for years, but that was one-way communication. I did all the talking. I knew that God communicated with me through the Bible, but I yearned for more. End of quote. That statement is revealing. It amounts to an attack on the sufficiency of Scripture. It's an admission that in her mind, the Bible is not enough. That leaves one wide open to the deception of extra-biblical revelation. Sarah further says, quote, I decided to listen to God, with pen in hand, writing down whatever I believed He was saying. My journaling had changed from monologue to dialogue. End of quote. The result was a book of daily devotionals, quote, written from the perspective of Jesus speaking. End of quote. In reality, she is claiming divine inspiration for her writings. It has now become common for evangelicals to say, God told me, and then bring forth some supposed new revelation that has been revealed to them. Many seemingly have no idea how serious it is to claim to speak extra-biblical revelation from God when indeed God has not spoken. John MacArthur says in his book, Strange Fire, page 105, quote, the New Testament reserves its harshest words of condemnation for those who would falsely claim to speak revelation from God. End of quote. Could God give additional revelation if He wanted to? Well, of course. But the issue is what God has said about His completed revelation. Jesus told His apostles that the Spirit would guide them into all the truth. John 16:13. He further said, we who follow after would believe on the basis of their, that is the apostles' word, John 17:20. Hebrews 1:1-2 explains that in the past God spoke in various ways, but now, in these last days, has, quote, spoken to us by His Son. In the Son is the full and final revelation of God. The message of so great a salvation at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard Him, that is the apostles, which was verified with confirming signs and wonders, Hebrews 2:3-4. The faith was once for all delivered to the saints, Jude 3, and compare verse 17. The apostles and prophets provided a revelatory foundation for the church, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20 and 3:5. In the Word, God has given us everything we need pertaining to, quote, life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. The Word is able to make us wise for salvation, and that it's able to fully equip us for every good work, 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17. Paul's final instructions were to preach the Word, warning that the time would come when people would not be satisfied with sound doctrine, but would clamor for more, 2 Timothy 4:2 through 4. We must test all things. Hold fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. The means of testing is the completed canon of Scripture, involving all the truth given through the apostles. It is most serious to either add to or take away from the revealed Word of God. Revelation 22:18 and 19. Proverbs 30 verse 6 says, "Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.